that's okay. That's okay. So you can practice the best okay meditation. Everything is okay. With a good or bad. Because we don't like the bad side. But in that manner, if you train your mind gradually and gradually, little by little, you know, even the midst of so much suffering, so much anger or so much problems, you know, you begin to be happy. Like the Buddha. Have you ever seen a picture or a statue with a gloomy face? I don't know, I never saw a gloomy face of the Buddha. No, he was so happy and gentle. That means his heart was not affected by those worldly conditions. People come and praise him, blame him, you know. He's still okay. You know the story that one man, he wanted to blame the Buddha because he was very jealous of the Buddha. Instead of coming to the temple and blame the Buddha, he asked the Buddha to come to visit his house. He said, he promised, I'm going to give the lunch. Please come and have lunch with me. And the Buddha, maybe Buddha knew everything in advance, he went to the house. As soon as the man saw the Buddha, he began to blame, you know, in a very, very bad manner. And the Buddha let him blame, you know. He allowed him to express the feeling of anger, you know, which is also not permanent, you know, one day that energy will be transformed, you know. So he let him and let him play, you know. And then he was very tired. The man was very tired, but Buddha was not tired. He was very calm. When he stopped, Buddha asked him, dear friend, do you get visitors? Yes, of course, I get so many visitors here. How do you treat them? I treat them very well. I make food, drinks, you know, whatever. So suppose they come on your invitation to your house. You also prepare some food and drinks. But when you invite them to have something to drink and eat, they refuse it. They say, you're not hungry, you know. What do you do to those food you prepared? Do you throw them? The man said, no, I'm not going to throw them, you know. My wife and children, I eat together, you know. You don't throw them. So if it is so, if it is true, you also invited me to come to some type of treatment. You treated me very badly. So I don't need this treatment. It belongs to you, not to me. And the man was really surprised by this answer. But this little story also tells us how the Buddha handled the situation. It might go to a very big case, you know. So when we say Buddham Saranam Gacchami, I go to the Buddha, you know, as my refuge or as my guide. Just saying is not enough. You have to think about his situations, you know, how he handled the situations, how he dealt with the people and the situation. Most of the time when things go wrong in my life, I begin to contemplate on the life of the Buddha. So when I think of him and the situations, my mind calms down. So this is how we can bring the Dhamma home. So as I said that there are so many opportunities today. So many irritations, you know, and even the telephone can create. So I learned to be patient when I go to the telephone, you know, when the telephone rings, you know. And you're having the meditation classes and the non-wisdom, you know. And then when I get the phone and the complaint comes, you know. So sometimes when I go to the telephone, maybe I need to walk sometimes, I just say to myself, be calm. Be patient, you know. Then I change my tone, you know, the voice. So every moment, everything can be used as an opportunity to practice Dhamma. In that way, we shouldn't say we don't have time to practice Dhamma. We have full of time to practice Dhamma. So what I tell the people, you know, theory a lot. You listen, you know. No, you chant. But bring it to your heart. You know, in many centers, many people say, you know, karaniya metta. Kusalena, karne matta kusalena, yantan santam padam, you know, the discourse on love and kindness, you know. But at least an ounce of practice is worthy than the ton of things. At least a little bit, you know. So when you go to bed, if you just say, may all beings be well and happy. Make a habit. At least that one line, you know. May all beings be happy. Or may all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from anger. May all beings be free from diseases. May all beings be happy. At least, you know, that one line. If you continuously do it, gradually and gradually, sometimes unexpectedly, there will be some transformation. Again, when you wake up early morning, just, you know, mentally, you know, just think, you know, all beings be. So if you have anger a lot, just make a determination early in the morning. When you wake up, I'm not going to get angry today. Making an effort, you know, and having an agreement with you, your mind, I'm not going to get angry today. I am going to be very, very patient. I'm going to be very calm today. Something like positive. No? And you can do practice every day. Every day. Every day. Especially when things go wrong. when situations occur, that moment too, maybe you forget that practice. When the anger passed, you forgot. But because of the practice behind your head, it will remind one, you promised yourself to be calm. Why? You're angry now. Something, So in a simple manner, but it has some, simple but profound. So in a simple manner. Because this mind gets very, very cranky, Especially in the time of disasters, When you face a situation which you cannot handle, especially maybe when you deal with the people, and you might have to face those things, because you have to listen to different people, you cannot get a decision, and so much things come up, So at that time, at least, if you take a deep breath, and leave it out. And three times, it will help to calm down. So in that situation also, if you can think, if you are going to have a meeting today or tomorrow, you make a decision. You decide yourself, you make a determination. This meeting I am going to talk in a nice manner. I'm not going to get angry. So every time you can practice. As I said earlier, I recited the stanza which is uttered by the Buddha. Durangamam ekacharam asarira guhasayam yejittam sanyamissanti mokkanti marabhandam. That means this mind is running very, very fast, lives in a cave, doesn't stay in one place. This mind, if somebody can control, he will be free from all problems, from the bondage of the Mara. Mara means evil one. And there were two monks in a temple at the time of the Buddha. And uncle and the nephew. And they are blood related ones. On one hand, they are the teacher and the disciple. And the teacher was an elderly monk, was enlightened. And a simple living monk, doesn't like more things. This young monk was invited to another place to have a 3 months retreat. So at the end of the retreat, and he was given two pieces of clothes as a gift. And immediately he thought, I should give one to my teacher. With a plan, he came back to the temple. And he offered this gift. But this monk did not accept in a nice manner. He just got it, he left it somewhere, And because of that, this young monk thought, maybe my teacher is very angry with me. He doesn't like me being here anymore. So it was the custom, it may be a very hot day. This young monk was having this like a fan, and the teacher was sitting, and this monk was fan, you know, like this. But he was standing up. Then his mind went crazy and full of thoughts about the future. He thought, my teacher, one hand, my uncle, one hand, he doesn't like me, he didn't like my gift, or he didn't appreciate it. Then he began to think, I should leave the temple. I should leave the temple. So the next plan was, if I am going to leave the temple, I should have some money. Should have an income, you know, to live. Then he thought, I should sell this piece of cloth to somebody and get some money. I go home. I get, I buy a goat with the babies. In his head, he was selling the clothes, he's having the money, he's buying the goats and the puppies and whatever. And then he's having a farm, but he's doing this planning. Two things he's doing, you know. And then he thought, oh, he was very rich now because he gets money, everything is in head. He thought, I should have a wife too. And he got married in his imagination. And then next plan, he got the baby too. And he was in his head, he thought, oh, should come and pay respect to them. Monk in the temple. Now he's coming with the wife, child, by a cart. And accidentally, because of the fault of the wife, this child falls down from the cart. And the wheel of the cart goes over the head of the little child, and the child dies. And he was very, very angry with his wife. And then, this is how I hit her, thinking that he hit the monk with the fan. This monk was looking at everything because he had the psychic powers to see all the plans. And then the monk said, oh, how nice, you hit your wife, no? Instead of hitting your wife, you hit me. And the young monk knew, he was very, very upset. He thought, my teacher knew everything what was going on in my head. And he began to run away. And the other monks called him and brought to the Buddha. And the Buddha said that stanza. So this is a very beautiful story to remember us, you know. Our mind also same. We have so many plans, you know, so much things in the mind. So it's better to control our mind, you know, by practicing the Dhamma. And one day, you would be able to free from all, you know, all the misunderstanding, you know. All the, you know, the attachment. So I think I talk a lot now. It's better to practice a little bit of meditation, just to watch our mind, you know. So just remember that there are so many opportunities to practice the Dhamma, okay? Not only here, but wherever you go, what is happening, what do you face, and use them as an opportunity to practice the Dhamma, you know. So, keep your body straight. and close your eyes. Pay your uttermost attention to this place. Try not to remember the past. Try not to engage in the future. But try your best to be in the present moment. Now bring your awareness to your whole posture, the body. Simply watch it from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. And relax your whole body. Now bring your awareness to the top of the head. And relax your head. Relax the muscles of the head. Pass that awareness towards your face and relax the muscles of the face. You can bring a gentle smile and relax your whole head. Now bring your awareness to the neck and relax that area. And pass that awareness to the shoulders. From there, pass that awareness to the hands, palm, fingers, and relax. Feel the movement of the fingers. Tingling. Whatever is happening on your palm, just relax and enjoy it. Bring back that awareness to the shoulders. And pass that awareness through the trunk of the body and relax. Up to the knee. From there up to the soles of the feet. relax the whole body. There may be some sensation. There may be some pain, some relaxing feeling. Whatever is happening, just accept and enjoy it. Maybe 1 minute. Again, scan your body from the top of the head to the soles of the feet with mindfulness. And relax and enjoy the whole posture. Try to keep your mind within the body. Try to be emotionless for a moment. But try to see the movement of the body. And enjoy it. Once again, scan your body with mindfulness. Each and every part. Relax and enjoy. Watch your mind. Just check your mind. What sort of thoughts are going on in your mind right here and now? Just check it. Pay your uttermost attention to your mind. Be kind to your body. Be kind to your mind. Begin to contemplate. May I be free from anger. May I be free from hatred.